Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Yeez, a.k.a. Watch Me Yeez, and I'm here with my boy, Jazz.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with Jazz and April. Welcome to the show, guys.
Let's do this.
Are you guys ready for week 7 of The Bachelor?
No.
No. We're not ready for anything. Listen,
wait,
I apologize.
Are y'all ready? Like, I don't watch the show, so I'm never ready, but why are y'all not ready?
Listen, it's been a rough week. So I know we don't normally do our episode on Thursday night. We're super late, but there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, in our personal lives. So we had to move things around. And, you know, I may have been filming a show that I have been a part of for like the last few months. And it may be wrapping up soon. So that was a little bit of craziness going on. And, you know, I was also traveling for work. So it was a little crazy going on. So I apologize. I know April. I messaged April like before the episode on Tuesday. Hey, we need to push it on Wednesday. Then on Wednesday, I pushed it again. Then today I pushed it to 11. And I just feel so bad. I am so sorry, April. I kept doing this to you all week.
I'm here for the ride. Are you kidding me?
Let's do it. Jazz, I didn't care about you because you don't even
Unless you bought us, not me.
I was like, I'm sorry, but Jazz, you don't even watch the show. So I was like, if Jazz doesn't show up, who's going to react to all of the nonsense? Like, so we need Jazz. I'm just kidding. Listen, Joey is getting into it. So he shows up riding a motorcycle. Didn't know Joey knows how to ride a motorcycle. I don't know if he learned it right there to that day. He didn't seem super comfortable. You know what I like about Joey? He's very like, I don't want to say not masculine, but he's like self-deprecating, where he's like, you know, not trying to be over masculine. Like, I like that. Like, he's riding a motorcycle, but he's not like trying to look tough riding a motorcycle. He puts on this little tiny helmet with the little like, usually like when somebody wears a motorcycle, they give you that big helmet and like a really cool motorcycle, so you look badass. They gave him like a starter motorcycle and a little tiny hat. So you can see his pretty face, you know, he's like, oh, we want to see your pretty face. We don't want you to look like a badass. We want you to look cute. I appreciate that. What are your thoughts of Joey and his little cute little bicycle? I mean, motorcycle.
It makes someone, I don't know who, but bless their heart, he posted a meme of them saying that Joey looked like Michael Scott riding a motorcycle, and just the way you described it, Neves, it just makes it even more better. Like, yes, that is Michael Scott energy.
That's so funny. I didn't even see this meme, and the fact that like I made the same comparison is kind of funny. Jazz is looking up this picture right now. I know Jazz is crazy. Me and Jazz have been doing this podcast for 2 years, and I can literally look at his face and be like, I know he's looking this up right now.
Yep.
Oh, man. That was really, really cool. So the first person to get a date is Daisy, America's sweetheart. Daisy is going to go far, but at this point, this is her second one-on-one. So I'm not super like into her story at this moment because like I know her story. I love her story. It's great. But now we want to see where the connection is. And they decide to get in their skimmies and get into the hot tub, which they always do. And I've noticed they use this hot tub every single season. So I don't know How? Just every country they go to have this hot tub, and it's like a standard like company. Like, I don't know. Like, where are they getting this hot tub from? Or are they building this hot tub from scratch every time?
What country are they in now?
They are in Jasper, Canada.
Alberta.
Jasper, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. We looked it up. It was really funny.
Yeah. Alberta, I believe, is the region or province. And Jasper is probably the city. And Canada is the country. Just in case you don't know. I don't know if you've heard of it. Do you guys know the thing about Canada and Canada t-shirts?
No. What?
Oh, my God. This is so great.
Do you know? It's a real question.
Yes. So if you wear a shirt that says Canada, you never... I'm not wearing a shirt underneath this. But you never, like... open the buttons or keep it unzipped, because what happens is like one third of the front of the word and one third of the back of the word gets covered up, and the only word you can see is anal. Yeah. Because the D gets cut in half and there's no C, so like all you see is anal. So never wear a shirt that says Canada, because if you wear a jacket over it, everyone's going to see the word anal.
I'm doing it. Let's do it.
Should we do that in the next episode? We all wear a shirt that says Canada with like a shirt on top of it, so it says anal.
Sure, just for you, man.
Just for us. That should be the new cover of our episodes.
Oh my God.
Right? Are you looking up pictures of people with the Canada shirt with anal?
No, I was looking up shirts on Amazon to buy. Oh my God. Hold on. This gets amazing, because here's what they did, right?
What?
They made it red and white.
Oh my God. No. Yes. That's hilarious.
It totally says it.
That's so funny. If you're watching on YouTube right now, they make part of the word that's anal white and the part that's not anal red. So it sticks out even more. Like, oh my God, that is so insane.
I love it. And what's great is I'm a Canadian citizen. The joke is becoming so layered.
Oh my God, that is so funny. You know what else I find really funny about the hot tub situation? The hot tub's not on. No, the hot tub is not on, because if the hot tub is on, the mic won't pick up the sound.
Yeah, because the bubbles.
Yeah. The bubbles, yeah. Like Finding Nemo, my bubbles, my bubbles. yes. So they basically sit in just a stew. Like, it's a stew. It's people's stew.
Yummy. What are you going to say to that? Like,
it's basically bathwater. You're just sitting there in bathwater with your significant other.
More, right?
Yeah. I'm sure they like warm it up and then you go into it. But it's in Canada, bro, and they are cold as fudge. They're so cold.
What was the season filmed? Like, was it filmed during the winter months?
It's in the winter months, because you can literally see their breath. Like, you know how it's that cold where, like, you breathe and, like, you can see your breath.
Gotcha.
And they're in their skimmies. They're in their bathing suits. And I know they were cold as hell. Yep.
Price of fame?
Price of fame? Price of love, bro. No one's here for fame. They're all here for love.
They're here for the right reasons, Jazz.
Right? Come on, Jazz. They're here for the right reasons.
Okay, fine. They're here for the right reasons.
Yay!
They're here for love.
For TRR.
Yeah, TRR. All right. So they have this like date, and then they have another date later that night, and it's super cute. And then he gives her a rose, and this means that she is guaranteed for hometown. So we are going to get our Hallmark movie. She is going to take him back to her Christmas tree farm and meet the family and see where she grows up and where she picks out the Christmas trees. This is going to be a Hallmark movie right here.
The producers are dropping to their knees praising Dark Lord Palmer.
They are so happy. They are so happy. I am super, super excited for this moment. I hope she is a strong contender for The Bachelorette. Like, I really think there's only three people in this whole show, I think, can become Bachelorette. And it's Kelsey, Maria, and Daisy. I think that's it. And I think what's going to happen is it's going to be the runner-up. I think that's what they're going to, because Joey was the runner-up. And everybody really liked Joey. And I think that's been working. But Maria has been getting a lot of followers on Instagram. So that may push her over the edge. And Kelsey, I think, is going to take it. I think she's going to take the win. What are your thoughts, April?
So as I was watching the date with Daisy, I thought to myself, he's into her way more than she's into him.
Yeah. She said that she didn't know how she felt and she didn't want to say the love word. And I don't know if that's the producers throwing us off or she's just not into him.
Yeah. I just pulled up the cast. So you said Daisy was one of them?
Yep. Daisy, and Maria. And the other person is Kelsey.
Kelsey. There are two Kelseys. Which one is it?
The white one?
Yeah,
Kelsey. That narrows it down. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
How old is this guy?
Joey is 28, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah.
And two of the girls are 25 and Maria's 29.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Maria's 29. Oh, yeah, that's true. Which I don't think. Yeah. Did you see that there is a former contestant from The Bachelor liking 8-year-old pictures of Maria?
I cannot stand Nick Viall.
That's crazy. So Nick Viall, who was a villain on his season and somehow became The Bachelor, and now he has like a podcast and stuff like that. And he liked her pictures from 8 years ago. She's 29. That means he
was 21.
Yeah, she was 21 and he was liking her pictures. And this guy is, I believe, in his 40s.
Yeah, and he's engaged to, I think she's 23 now, but she was 21 when they started dating.
Ooh, man, that is hype.
They just had a baby girl.
Man, got a type.
This is Leo DiCaprio part two.
I know. I know. That is so crazy.
He's the Wish version of Leonardo DiCaprio.
That is insane.
Nick Viall.
He looks like if Justin
Timberlake he actually looks a lot like Ryan Reynolds.
I was going to say a homeless Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. No, if Justin Timberlake and Ryan Reynolds had a baby, it'd be...
And that baby lost all their money and became homeless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen, I thought that was kind of weird because, number one, she was so young. And number one, he had the foresight to go back to pictures that are 8 years old and unlike them.
Sir, you just had a baby girl. Go tend to your child. Get off of social media.
But, like, she wasn't famous then. Like, what was he doing?
Just, he's so weird.
That is so bizarre.
He's so weird.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah, I do not know. But, like, how did people find out? Not only did people find out that he liked them, but people also found out that he unliked the pics. People have a lot of time on their hands.
I wish I had that kind of time on.
I do too. That's insane. As we sit here talking about a podcast, doing a podcast on the show, we don't have free time. Yeah, sure. Okay.
No, we do.
The thing is, it's not that we don't have the time to do that. We're just not good enough to do the to do that.
No.
We're not gonna do the research. We're not gonna go and find these people.
No.
No. All right. Let's move on. Let's move on to the group date. So they have the group date and they become Lumberjills. So this is fun. I always wanted to do this. So basically, there's a woman, and she is a lumberjill, which is a version of a lumberjack. Didn't know. Found that out. But she's like chopping wood. And, you know, she has entered about like a bunch of contests, and she's like a champion wood splitter, right? So very cool. And then the girls have to split some wood, and they get to do that. And that's really fun. And I think like some of them knew what they were doing. And then there was Maria. Oh my God. She has no upper body strength, and she was dangerous with that axe. I literally thought somebody could die being in the vicinity of Maria while she was trying to swing that axe. I was praying that nobody got hurt. What do you think,
I'm
April?
I'm Googling this video. I want to see the axe.
Maria is me. How that
is. Really?
I am Maria. I'm actually upper body strength.
Really? I'm actually pretty decent with an axe. My personal trainer makes me hit sledgehammers all the time. So I feel like I'd be decent with an axe. I also went axe throwing, which is a lot of fun. So I think I'd be all right. Also, I love flannel. It's kind of my look. I'm basically
seen flannel on the show a lot, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I wear flannel a lot. And like that's because in my mind I am a 90s grunge baby. Like I'm just a Pakistani Kurt Cobain at heart. Minus the bad stuff.
I was gonna say, man, what is this something you need to know?
I meant look wise. That's my look. That's my go to look. Like if I didn't need to impress women, Kurt Cobain in the 90s is how I would dress all the time. Is how I would do my hair all the time. That's like how I would always look. But I need to impress the ladies because I don't want to end up alone. So. Flannel with the leather jacket and jeans. That's my look, man. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's not in right now.
So I'll even wear the flannel shirt as a around my waist. Like that's also so 90s. I love it. Fucking love the 90s.
I miss
the 90s too. They were good times. There was no internet. There was no social media. We were out there living lives.
The economy was decent.
I know.
You could buy a house.
I mean,
buy a house.
Yeah, you could buy a house. Exactly, bro. You know what? The other day, I was like at work, and I was like, you know what? I make a decent amount of money. I was like feeling really good about myself, and then for some reason, I wanted to be like, let me check how much money I am making right now, if it was the 2006, the year I graduated, and it's almost half, and it was so humbling. Wow. It was so humbling. I was like, oh man, you know. And then I'm like, so if I graduated in 2006, I would be making half, and that would be my real salary. So I'm like, oh shit, my real salary after you account for inflation, it's really not that high. And that was a very humbling experience. I do not recommend you doing this. Go, there's a website you go to that you type in your salary and you type in like what year you graduated. And I was like, oh no, I don't make a lot of money. Cause like, I'm still thinking like, oh man, when I was in 2006 and I was graduating, I was like, oh man, I never dreamed of making this much money. And what I just realized is, I still don't make that much money because inflation is just tricking you. It's a mind bug.
Yeah.
True.
And they don't think it's skinflation, which is another problem right now. So.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Yeah. Did you notice the Pringles are getting smaller?
The Pringles are smaller?
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's the last straw.
Blasphemy.
That's insane.
Yeah. The Toblerones, the little peaks, they're further apart now. So they have less peaks in.
This is horrible. This is what the world is coming to. I don't know. Yeah. Pringles. All right. Back to the lumberjack. So they're doing this lumberjack. They're doing all these activities. Some girls are killing it. Maria is not. But the play of the day had to go to Jen, who left the girls, ran up to Joey while he's doing his interview and starts macking it just straight on Kiss Day. A Hail Mary play. A Hail Mary. I don't know why I said Hail Mary. A Hail Mary play. What are your thoughts about that move?
So my thought is her conscience was telling her, you're in danger, girl. She runs.
All the girls saw her too. They were mad. They were big mad.
Which is, again, you could have done the same thing, ladies. You could have done the same thing.
Not mad at it. She knows she's about to get eliminated. It was a Hail Mary play. I respect the move.
Mm-hmm.
I respect
She knows she's going to get eliminated?
Yeah, because so what happens is there were 2 1-on-ones. And Kelsey got her second one-on-one. And Daisy got her second one-on-one.
Okay.
And
Daisy got a rose.
Daisy got a rose. And we'll talk about Kelsey, but she also gets a rose. Okay. And then, you know, Maria just got a rose last week. So the odds are in her favor, too. So this girl, Jen, is like, I'm probably going to get eliminated. I got to do something. So she pulls out.
But then did Jen not get a rose last week?
No, I mean, she did get a rose, but she didn't get like a special rose. Like she didn't get a one-on-one rose or a group date rose.
Oh, so Maria got a special rose last week.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, we got some people in the comments. DazMac91 says, hey guys, how is everybody doing today? Do not ask that question. I was told not to ask that question today.
You're struggling over here.
I know. We're struggling. My hair's not done. I am hanging on by a thread. We're all hanging on by a thread.
I look like Quasimodo today.
Yes, we don't ask that question today.
Yeah, any my other life's day. In shambles, bro. It's okay.
I know.
We're in shambles.
Any other day, it would have been amazing for you to ask us this. We would love that. Today was not the day. Jazz is like that Peter Parker meme where he's in the shower with all his clothes on and the shower's on. That's Jazz right now.
Yep.
Me, I'm the meme with the dog that everything's on fire and he's like, this is fine.
This is fine.
That's me. April, what's your meme?
So my part of my eyelid is swollen. It's not as bad right now compared to this morning, but I'm Quasimodo.
Quasimodo. You're like Victoria in that season of Matt James where like she had this like sty on the head of the show the whole time.
Yes.
That is crazy.
That is me.
That is crazy.
We're singing out there.
I like how somebody, all they did was ask us, how are you doing? And it derailed the entire conversation. Damn you, Instagram followers.
Thank you for asking. That was very nice.
That was very nice. DazMac91. That was super, super dope of you. We love that. We love when our audience are in the chat right now. There's people on YouTube right now. There's 3 people watching. Don't know who they are, but they're watching. So it's super cool. All right, so back to our recap of The Bachelor. By the way, we're also going to be doing a recap of Love is Blind and Avatar The Last Airbender. I believe Avatar The Last Airbender is tomorrow, and Love is Blind will probably be either Saturday or Sunday. all right, so Jen does this kiss. All the girls are mad. They have the nighttime date. Everyone's talking. Here's where it gets crazy. Maria makes a play. And I can't tell what she's doing. Is she making a play for the Bachelorette, or is she trying to get Joey to like her? But she tries to self-eliminate. Yes, Jazz. Yes, she tries to self-eliminate. So they have a conversation, and she's kind of like, I had a hard time, you know, seeing you with other girls, and I don't want to share my guy, and I don't want to go home and introduce you to my family, knowing that you're still interested in other women, which is kind of like an excuse because you knew. Like, okay, here's the thing with
like
this.
It's 7 weeks in, right? It's week 7.
It's 7 weeks in. One, number two, you knew this was going to happen from the beginning, right? And so, like, there's one part of me that's like, girl, stop playing. Like, you're trying to get out and try to save some dignity and trying not to get dumped, and you're trying to make a play for the Bachelorette. Right. So that's part of me, what I'm saying. The second part of me is saying, like, I also get that once your feelings get involved and your emotions are there. Like in your head, you could be like, I'm fine with this guy dating a bunch of people. But once you start falling for somebody, like that logic goes out the window. It goes out the window. Right. So I kind of understand. It's hard to really know where she's coming from. Is she like one of those people that's like making a play to the Bachelorette, trying to get a good edit? Or is she somebody who is about to get into her feelings and she could be one of those people who gets devastated if he doesn't pick her?
So as a third party person who does not watch this show.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's stupid enough to do that publicly, like the way she did it, unless her feelings were involved. Because then she would know that people are going to roast her for doing it.
Yeah.
Which is what you're doing, right? So,
I agree. So this is what happened. She tells him, hey, I see that you have a connection with other women. And then Joey goes, yeah, but I have a connection with you too. Why are you discounting that? Which, amazing play by Joey, because instead of her using this excuse to get out of the relationship, Joey's like, hey, we have a relationship too. Why are you discounting that? Meaning putting the blame on her and kind of saying, you're the one that's not recognizing the connection that we also have, which I was like, oh, damn, he stopped her in her tracks right there. So she gets a little flustered. She gets a little confused. And he's like, is there anything I can do to change your mind? And then she leaves. She kind of has a little breakdown. And she's talking to producers. And Joey's there. And he's like, I can't deal with this, man. I don't want to be with somebody who wants to leave. And then she comes back. And she changes her mind. And Jazz. This is where it gets crazy. She was like, listen, I want to stay. I want to be there for you, but I'm not going to kiss you because you kissed all these other girls. And then she says that. And then he goes, what? And then she kisses him. And like, I'm just like, what is she doing? She's playing all these mind games. Like she's saying like, I can't be here. Then she goes and then she comes back and now she wants to be here and now she's serious. But she's like, I'm not going to kiss you because other girls have kissed you. And then she kisses him. Then she gives him a hug. Then she pushes him away. And like, she's all over the place. And here's the weird part. I was into it. I'm not joking. This would work on me. Like, this would work on me. If a girl's, like, arguing with me, if a girl's arguing with me and out of nowhere she hugs me in the middle of the argument and then she pushes me away and she kisses me, then she pushes me away, I would be so confused and so, like, into it. I would just be like, I don't care what we were fighting about anymore. You know, like, in Pokemon, they were like, Pikachu, use confusion. It's effective. Like, that's what it would be. That's exactly how I imagined this. Like, Maria, use confusion on Joey. It's effective.
We're simple creatures. I love it.
I know. April, what are your thoughts about this whole situation?
So this is probably one of the few moments, and I understand where you're coming from, Jess. This is one of the few moments where I was kind of frustrated with Joey. Because, and again, I understand little sleep he has, being trauma dumped on multiple times a week.
Oh, yeah.
The man is tired. I understand that. But he has reassured almost every woman that has come his direction. Like, no, please stay. Like,
yeah.
And would hear them and validate them. I understand what it is that you're going through. But with Maria, he's just like, enough of this shit. What are you doing, Maria?
That's funny.
That's funny. By the way, we just got a comment. And I have made a mistake. Apparently, Pikachu does not use confusion. That would be Gengar.
Part of the Uxa. That's true. Yeah. Yes. So I corrected you. I was like, you know what? You have spirit. I get it.
Pikachu was the first Pokemon I thought of. I didn't realize that not all of them can use confusion.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I love that this was out. This is what I was called out for. So shout out for the audience for paying attention.
Psyduck.
Shout out to the audience.
Yeah, Psyduck would be a good one too. I love Psyduck.
I love him too. He's so cute.
He is. And he turns into like a little badass. Oh my God. That's so funny. Someone also said she's just playing a game. Someone wouldn't act like that. It's clear. I only have you, your mind, and no one else can have you. she just wants to be chased. Yeah, I do feel like she wants to be chased a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like, it's like, reminds me of like those like rom-coms with the manic pixie girlfriend, kind of like a Zooey Deschanel or a Natalie Portman in some of those movies. And mm-hmm. like getting the guy wrapped around her finger. Like, that's what I feel like Maria's doing. And I feel like she's really good at it. And like, honestly, like, I'm a dumbass. That shit would work on me so good. That would work on me. Like, I hope no girl ever watches this because they would know how to like manipulate me all the time.
Oh no, like, you know, any girls who have done this to me. Yeah, and yeah. Like, I'm like, it's totally a thing that happens with us. Like, yes, it's very easy.
It's so easy to manipulate and confuse men. Like, we're so stupid. We are so stupid. Like a random hug and a random kiss and a random flirting in the middle of an argument, and like, we don't know what to do.
What is happening?
Yeah, like,
that's also us, like, guys. Like, whenever we fight, right?
Yeah.
We'll go like hardcore about fighting, and then 2 minutes later, we're hugging it out like best friends. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's what we just do. They're taking advantage of it.
That's so funny. Someone's like, April, you got to make it work on him. Oh, man, that's so funny. Yeah, no, it worked, man. I was watching this, and I'm just like, I'm so amazed right now. And, like, I was just like, I'm so impressed. And then Joey goes back, and he talks to the other women. And then he has to give a group date rose. And he decides not to give the group date rose to anyone. So he doesn't give it to Jen, who made the play, kissing her. He doesn't give it to the other girl, Kelsey, who did a great job cutting wood. And he doesn't give it to Maria. So he's like, I'm not giving it to anybody. I will see you guys later at the cocktail hour. Or
he thinks he's going to win.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. And then he goes on his date with Kelsey. So he goes on his date with Kelsey. And Kelsey is a knockout. Here's my thing about Kelsey. I believe in my heart of hearts, Kelsey may be too hot for him. I think Kelsey is a little out of his league. And I hate saying that because Joey is a very handsome guy. He's super nice. He's super, like, I love him. He's a great dude. Kelsey is like a supermodel. Like, she is a knockout. And I didn't realize this until this episode when we see her in a bathing suit. And I'm just like, oh, she is out of his league. I think she may be too hot for him. I don't know. So they go on this place to Jasper. They go into a bar and they're just drinking beer and they're playing games and meeting people. And apparently in this town, they do something called a polar bear plunge. So I've done a polar bear plunge in Antarctica. Actually, so I jumped off my ship into the Arctic Ocean, and then you just jump back in and they put a towel on you and everything. But I did the Antarctic polar plunge. So they do this in Jasper and it's a big deal. So they come out in robes and they derobe and they kind of just like jump into this like little lake, which is where we see her next to Joey. And I'm like, yo, she is so much hotter than Joey, and I think she's taller than Joey. And I'm just like, he may be out of her league. And now I'm feeling like Joey picks her and she doesn't show up. And I am a little worried about that, because if you get dumped by someone like Kelsey, that's it. It's over. Like, it's a wrap. You're not going to be able to do better. I don't know. He needs to pick Daisy, because I do think Kelsey's going to break his heart. But then Daisy is also not telling him that he loves her. I don't know. That's the recap. April, let us know what you think. And then Jazz, with no context, I would love to get your thoughts on this.
So I love the polar plunge date because it reminds me of a friend that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And he, every year, around, I think it's around New Year's Eve or something like that, he goes to one of the local lakes, jumps in, stays in there for an hour.
An hour? Goddamn.
So unbothered. He was on the news a few times, I'm sure. And I'm like, dude, you're crazy.
I can't even stay in the shower for that long. Like, my fingers get like dried up like little raisins.
I know.
Cute little raisins. yeah. Jazz, what are your thoughts about this polar bear plunge and the fact that I think Kelsey may be too hot for him?
After just watching this, I can confirm she's probably too hot for him.
I know. And like, it's really interesting because like, she was kind of just always in the background of a lot of scenes, and you don't really see how hot she is until she gets like glammed up and you're like, oh damn. And she had this like really cool, beautiful looking bathing suit and stuff. Also, like, Joey gets in the water and he's kind of a wimp. He's like complaining about how cold it is and he's trying to get out, and Kelsey's just chilling and she's like tougher than him. And I was like, come on, bro. Like, I get it. Like, you're not the manliest of men, but like, fake it. Fake it, bro. He's like, I don't have a lot of meat on my body. I was like, bro, you're a muscular guy, bro. Like, I don't know if it's a camera angle stuff, but like, don't sell yourself short. Fake it. Fake the confidence.
Neves, did you notice that during the episode they had the little newsreel, the newscaster talking about the polar plunge, and in teeny tiny little print, it said the polar plunge may cause excessive shivering and shrinkage.
That's so funny. It for the record, it does cause shrinkage. Yes, it does. Someone said Daisy seems like she could be wife material. I think Daisy is very much wife material for sure. Kelsey is like a movie star's girlfriend. That's how I see her. Right. So I don't know. Like, this is how, okay, my mind is a little like, what's the word? Delusional. So like, sometimes like I think, like, I'll see like a really beautiful woman and I'd be like, man, if I tried my hardest and showed like the best version of myself, I could probably get a date with this person. I could probably get her to like me enough to give me one date. But then there's like girls where like I see them and I'm like, there is no chance in hell this person would even look my way. Right?
Just your walking presence is the ick.
Exactly. Like, I see Daisy and I'd be like, listen, if Daisy was just a girl who worked in my office and we had lunch every single day, there is a 5% chance she could fall for me because I have a wonderful personality, right? Why not? Let's say that. But with Kelsey, if me and her were the last people on Earth, she would not look my way and I wouldn't blame her.
And then the human race would extinct.
And the human race would not exist. We would all go extinct because I could not close with Kelsey.
You cannot close the deal.
I could never, like, and it's not just like, because like, I feel like Daisy's personality is like she could fall for somebody who isn't hot because she is that wonderful of a person. She's that down to earth and she just doesn't have that like factor about her where she's like, you know, like she's beautiful. She's just as beautiful as Kelsey, but like she doesn't have like, I don't know. Like some people just have that thing where you're just like, I don't even think I can approach this person. Like, do you get what I'm saying? And like, And the thing is, they're both out of my league, but I'm delusional enough to think that like if me and the other girl were the last people on Earth, I could make it happen. But I'm not so delusional where I think me and the other girl could make it happen. My brain is so weird. I have no shot with either of them.
That sounds about right, actually.
I'm once again thinking of The Office where Kevin says, the game is she hot, not would you do her? Respect the game, man.
Respect the game. So my thing is, like, it's not that is she hot, is that could she fall for an ugly guy? Because sometimes there are hot girls, and you're just like, I could see her with an ugly guy. There are a lot of hot girls where you just look at them, and you're like, I don't think she would care about that. I think she would be happily married to an ugly guy, and that'd be great.
An accountant.
Yeah, right. And a beautiful woman being happily married to an ugly accountant. Basically, every Kevin James movie. That's my life. Oh my God, I think I'm Kevin James. just a really funny, normal guy with a decent personality who gets a hot woman. That's, oh my God, I just realized that Kevin James has really shifted my thoughts on reality.
You are Alfred Brenneman.
I am. I think I can get Eva Mendes. I think I can get Eva Mendes in a rom-com. Hell yeah. That's how delusional I am.
We are here to support you, Jet. Your Neves. I'm so tired. I'm sorry.
Support my delusions. All right.
I will.
All right. So Joey and Kelsey.
Eva Mendes end up with Will Smith in that movie.
Oh yeah, you're right. Damn, I'm wrong on Hitch and I'm wrong on freaking Pokemon. I'm 0 for 2. Who did Kevin James end up with? He ends up with like a rich lady though, right? He ends up with like a rich, like beautiful
Allegra
rich,
Cole, like, at least that's her character's name.
Good memory. I
know. I don't remember her name at all. Like,
I'm so impressed.
That's
by you.
The character's name. I don't remember the actress.
No, that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know the character's name. That
is it Amber Valletta or Amber Valletta?
I don't know.
That was
incredible. I am so impressed right now.
It's honestly my number 2 favorite rom-com, so I know things.
It's a good one. Damn it, I can't even get Eva Mendes in my analogies, let alone real life. Let alone in my delusions of grandeur. Oh man.
So this is what you're like at 12:30 in the morning.
Oh my God, it's so late. I am going to delete this episode because this is, I'm saying some dumb shit right now.
We're here for it.
I know. Listen.
He's going to have some awesome clips for TikTok, man.
Somebody out there is like, I get what he's saying. He's not being conceited. He doesn't think he can actually get these women. He is making an analogy and I get what he's saying. So there's one guy out there who's like totally understanding my thought process. Anyways, yeah. Kelsey gets a rose. He's really into her. And then they're supposed to have this cocktail hour, and what's his name? Jesse Palmer shows up and he says there will be no cocktail hour. So now these girls are not getting their extra time and his decision is already made up.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. So Jen is a little worried. Kelsey is a little worried. And Maria is a little worried because she doesn't know if her little play worked or made things worse. So he's saying he doesn't want to talk to any of them. He already has his decision and he's ready to go to the rose ceremony. So they get to the rose ceremony. He shows up and then he pulls an audible and he says, Maria, can I talk to you for a second? And I believe Rachel goes, I thought he wasn't going to talk to us. What is he doing? He's changing it. So she's worried. And he pulls Maria aside and he goes, listen, I need to know you're not going to run away. I need to know that you really want to be here. And Maria changed her tone. She's like, no, I really want to be here. I'm really serious. I want this, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if the producers got into her head and were like, hey, if you really want to be a bachelorette, you got to stay. Because if you leave now, you're not going to have any chance to become the bachelorette. And maybe that's why she changed her mind. I don't know. But she tells him that she's really serious and she wants to be there. And then Joey takes her back and then he does a rose ceremony and he ends up keeping Maria. And Jen and Kelsey, not the Kelsey who's super hot. I mean, they're both hot, but the other Kelsey, I believe Kelsey T and Kelsey A. I don't remember which one is T and which one's A.
Kelsey T was eliminated.
So Kelsey T was eliminated. Kelsey T and Jen were eliminated.
Five girls.
Yeah. So basically,
four the whole time.
I know. So now we're at the final four. It is Daisy. It is Kelsey. It is Maria, and I believe Rachel. And that's it. Yep. Yeah, there were six girls. So now is hometown, and they're gonna get to meet their families, and it's the final four.
Okay. So. there were two Kelseys.
Yes, and now Maria. There's one. Yes. Kelsey Maria. A Daisy, yes.
A Jen.
A Jen.
Who was the last one?
Rachel.
Rachel, got it.
Okay. Yes. And that was it. That was this episode. So now we get to see everyone's family. So Maria gets to have her rich ass family on the show because they own like a sprinkles empire. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see the sprinkles empire and their dad, who's like the king of sprinkles. He's the mayor of Candyland. And then we get to see the Hallmark movie date with Daisy. That's going to be amazing. And then we're going to get to see, I believe, Kelsey's family, who is just her dad, I think. I don't know if they're going to see, you know, anyone else, but probably her dad and some siblings. Very curious how that one's going to go. And then Rachel, who I don't know if he has a strong connection with Rachel. I feel like Rachel is probably just being kept there at the moment because I cannot recall anything special happening between Rachel and Joey. Sadly. Mm-hmm. Sadly. I wish they had more of a connection, but it seems pretty obvious because his connection with Daisy is strong. His connection with Kelsey is like off the charts. Maria, I think, is just there because she is good TV at the moment. And then there's Rachel. So it's really, honestly, it's just between Daisy and Kelsey. But there's a chance that they might not use his top two picks. You really what they do, they take the person's number one pick and the number three pick and make him choose between those two because they don't want to mess with the guy's brain at the very end. So this is my theory. I think what they do is when there's three people left, they never go with the number one pick and the number two pick. They always go with the number one pick and the number three pick. That way the decision-making is much simpler. Because if you're number one and number two, you're still going back and forth and it might mess with your brain and make it hard for you to choose and pick because those people are so close. So if you eliminate your number two early, that gives you like a week to have the clarity that you are going to pick this one person. That's what I think they're doing. So my theory is he is going to eliminate Daisy.
Ooh.
And it's going to be Kelsey and Maria or Kelsey and Rachel. And what's going to happen is going to be very easy for him to pick between those two. But Kelsey is going to not pick him. I think she's not going to show up at the final ceremony. And he ends up with nobody.
His worst fear coming
true. That's not going to happen on TV.
Oh, you'd be surprised. It reminds me of Love is Blind. Like, my worst fear coming to life. Slay. Slay.
Wait, so has it ever happened before where the girl didn't show up to the final rose thing?
Almost. The girl that he wanted to did not want him, and she left, and Colton jumped over a fence to go get her. So that kind of happened.
Did he go?
And then Clayton wanted to be with Susie, but then he happens to sleep with two other girls before her, and because of that, Susie left, so he left the show to pursue her. So those were a little messier, though. This one isn't as messy.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. April, what are your final thoughts? What's going to happen?
Oh, my gosh. I think Daisy's going to stick around at least until the final two. But I stay by my theory that he's into her way more than she's into him.
So Daisy and Kelsey are both not into him as much as he is into them. And that is a solid theory. I believe that could very well be true. That could be very true.
Because if you think about it, all of the women are cut off from everything. And so they're left alone with only their thoughts and their feelings and each other. Mm. And so if at this point Daisy is saying, I just don't want to use I love you quite yet, because how can you fall in love with someone in 3 weeks? Like, girl, you can definitely do that because, you know, mind games.
Yeah, mind game. That is so very true.
I don't think she's into him, but I still stand by if she is chosen as Bachelorette, yes, she can do it with cochlear implants. Reality Steve, I will not go off that soapbox.
I don't understand why anybody would think she couldn't do it. Like, I feel like there's no reason she couldn't be the Bachelorette. There is no reason at all. That's just a dumb statement, to be honest with you.
What about cochlear?
So this guy named Reality Steve said that he doesn't think that she would get picked because it would be too difficult for her to be the lead because she has a cochlear implant. Because she lost her hearing at a young age, so she had to get like an implant.
What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't really.
Because it could be too overstimulating for her, and it would just make bad television.
I don't think it'll be overstimulating for her, because I feel like as a lead, they protect you a lot more. I feel like she's probably more stimulated as a contestant than she would be as a lead. The lead, they actually protect quite a lot. So I don't see that happening.
Mm-hmm. I have thoughts, but there's no point in going down that road.
Yeah.
Do it.
Well, listen, let's not go down that road. But listen, That is the end of this episode. Pretty eventful, pretty fun. Lots of rom-com vibes in this episode. And somebody in the comments has actually called out April. Yeah, they said, April, can you give us a list of your favorite rom-coms?
Oh! I will! Okay, so I love When Harry Met Sally. That's my number one.
I'll have what she's having.
And I went to that deli where that scene was filmed. That's amazing. Great. And that's they have great. A sign there that said, "This is where Harry met Sally." That's that one. And then there's Hitch. And then there's While You Were Sleeping.
While You Were Sleeping. Who's in that?
Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman.
Oh, Bill Pullman. Independence Day, America's President.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. There's that one. And then I love Bridesmaids. I'm trying to think of a fifth one. I know there's one more. Darn. It's not coming to me. Oh, Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Solid pick. Thank you. Mine. So, like, mine's not a real rom-com, but I do love me this problematic movie. And it's called 500 Days of Summer.
I have yet to see that one.
I know it's not people after like you get older, you realize that like who's the real villain in that movie. But I really, really do enjoy that movie. I like it a lot.
Is this part of your delusions?
Yeah, it's my delusions of grandeur. I do like that movie. Hitch is also up there pretty good. I like the movie for Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds. I love that movie because he was fat and he got friend zone. And I believe that movie actually coined the term friend zone. And there's this amazing scene where he's in the mirror and he's going, "I swear by the moons and the stars." I love that scene. Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds is, I think, his breakout role. Like, I think that's what really put him on the map. I love that movie. It's so good. But yeah, those are mine. Jazz, what about you?
So, I haven't seen a lot of the older stuff. And so, but like, really, the most recent rom-com I saw that I really, really liked would have been like Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, I need to see that one.
Yeah, Crazy Rich Asians, solid pick. Solid pick.
Yeah. I don't know what I would put beyond that. I don't know. I have to think about this now. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Brady Richardson's top pick? Not mad at that. In yeah, fact,
I would say then maybe like 10 things I hate about you. And
ooh, that is so good. I love that poem at the end. Oh, so good.
I'm going on 30 because, yeah.
13 going on 30 with Jennifer Garner. That's a good one.
Yeah, I had a thing with Jennifer Garner way back in the day. So
I actually don't like Julia Stiles. Something about her bothers me, but I love 10 Things About You. I love that movie. That movie's so good. And it's Heath Ledger just kills it. Oh. Heath Ledger kills it.
Yeah. Those are the only three I can really think of that I can say I like. I've seen a lot more, but like I've stuck with the names right now.
Should we do a rom-com podcast? Like an episode of just rom-com movies?
Yes. Please.
That would mean I would have to watch a bunch of rom-coms and catch up.
Oh, there's another one called The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. Oh. Bro, there's this one line in that movie where he accuses Jennifer Aniston's sister of being a slut. And she goes, "My sister's been through a lot." He goes, "Yeah, a lot of God." I was like, "Oh my God, that is the most insane comeback I've ever heard in my entire life." Wow. I heard that line and I literally spit out my water. I've never laughed at something, and like that was the most shook I've ever been at a rom com. Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. I got one.
What was that one rom com where it's like four or like six couples? And like you just kind of jump between all the stories.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Yeah.
So Love Actually is one of those things where people like rewatch it years later, and they're like, it doesn't hold up. It's actually kind of creepy.
Oh, I should probably watch it again then.
Because everyone in that movie is actually kind of a creep and a bad person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't too scared when I watched it, so like, yeah. I really probably should go back and watch.
We got a few more mentions in the comments, and the reason we're bringing up rom coms is because Daisy and Joey feels like a rom com. That's where the connection was made. Someone says 40-year-old Virgin with Steve Carell.
Yes,
classic.
Yes,
I've seen that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
And
it's more of a comedy than a rom com. But yes, I guess that is a rom com.
And The Proposal with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. That's another one.
Oh, I've seen that one too. That was cute at the end. Yeah. Man, he's like, thank you. Like, aw.
We like that. I think that was good. There's also like the 90s had a bunch, or early 2000s, like She's All That. I feel like there was a few that were really, really good. I don't know. That's more of a teen movie, actually, not a rom-com. I think that's a teen movie. I take that back. Yeah. You can thank me for your next podcast. Thank you, DazMac91. We should do. We should have done it for Valentine's Day. That would have made
Damn
sense.
It.
We missed the boat.
Roll the tapes.
We should do every Valentine's Day. We should do like rom com week and just do one rom com, and drop it every day the week of Valentine's Day. I think that would be fun.
Are you calling it Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Somebody really referring Valentine's, and I'm like,
what? Oh, Valentine's. I have a lisp. I don't know. I sometimes. I have a stutter, a lisp, and I mumble. So obviously, I started a podcast.
And you know, I make goofy faces for the thumbnails, so you're welcome.
Perfect. Perfect.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This has been our episode. There was very little that happened, but we stretched out an entire hour. That's so crazy. Good chemistry, guys. Everyone did a great job. I love you guys.
Yay.
Now let's go back to our miserable lives.
No, please.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.
Bye.